This is the eHealth Radio Network, your source for health advice on demand. And now your host, Eric Michaels.
Thanks for joining us once again here on the eHealth Radio Network. This is your host, Eric Michaels. eHealth Radio gives you the most current health information, news, and advice featuring some of the leading innovators in healthcare and wellness who are changing healthcare. As we know it, for more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. When Bilal Kizilbash discovered that juice leafy kale would selectively kill melanoma cancer cells in vitro while leaving non-cancerous cells alone, he'd had a breakthrough and a realization that there was an opportunity to help humanity by developing a product that makes it easy and also intimidating for people to add kale to their diets. As the CEO of Easy Kale Labs, he's continuing his research into the cancer-fighting properties of kale while offering a next-generation product for making kale consumption easier, Bilal's Easy Kale. And Mr. Kizilbash, thanks for joining us here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you for having me.
And certainly our pleasure to have you with us. Looking forward to hearing all the details. So for starters, why is a product like Easy Kale necessary? Let's start there today.
Well, one of the challenges with the wonderful superfood kale is that most people have trouble incorporating it into their daily lives. So as a result of that, we actually developed Easy Kale to try and make it easier for people to squeeze in such a wonderful superfood into their daily life as a, I guess the easiest way to put it is a little bit of goodness every day.
Certainly makes a lot of sense to implement this in everyone's diet for sure. Now, what makes you so passionate about helping people through your work with Easy Kale?
Well, in general, I think it goes back to what I do as a whole in regards to helping humanity, from feeding the homeless to just generally caring about other people. So when we had our discovery where we found that juice curly kale selectively kills melanoma cancer cells in vitro while not affecting the non-cancerous cells, even though that discovery is quite exciting, the key thing is that it's in vitro. So a lot more work needs to be done. So one of the reasons why we focused on actually developing this product was to continue funding further research, actually. So that was actually one of the original reasons why Easy Kale was developed. And the second reason is to help make it easier for people to consume.
And that certainly does make a lot of sense. Now, how can Easy Kale also help those in need, especially in food desserts? Get into some of those details.
So one of the key elements there is the unusually long shelf life. So we're talking about Easy Kale can last easily upwards of 2 years. So it's shelf stable for quite some time. And also the fact that it's also SNAP eligible makes it an ideal food for the food deserts, because fresh fruits and vegetables are not readily available. And it's also another problem with a lot of the grocery stores serving those fresh fruits and vegetables closing down in the impoverished areas. So convenience stores are definitely the bulk of how many people purchase their foods in food deserts. So hopefully we can help mitigate that by using Easy Kale as a type of veggie supplement, but without really being a supplement. It's just an easier way to consume a healthy vegetable.
Looking ahead, Mr. Kizilbash, what can we expect from Easy Kale Labs this year in 2020?
Sure. We're actually working on a couple of different projects. We're working on a couple of different new products as well to hopefully make it easier to consume Easy Kale into like sugar-style packets or stick packs. And then also we're a South by Southwest pitch finalist. So we were one of five in the consumer technology and CPG category to actually make it as a finalist at South by Southwest. So we'll be pitching in March. It's really exciting.
Sounds like you have a lot planned for this month, March of 2020, for sure. I'm sure listeners want to know, where is Bilal's Easy Kale available currently, and how can they get further information?
They can go to our website, easykale.com, and we're currently selling on Amazon. So we try to make it as easy as possible, easykale.com and amazon.com. So you can actually look up Easy Kale on Amazon and find us there.
And you certainly have made it easy, no pun intended. Again, Mr. Kizilbash, all the best. Thanks for what you do in the space. We really appreciate it, and thanks for joining us as well here today on eHealth Radio.
Thank you so much.
Anytime. Again, we've been speaking with Bilal Kizilbash, the CEO of Easy Kale Labs, offering a next-generation product for making kale consumption easier, Bilal's Easy Kale. And for more information, visit easykale.com. EELthRadioNetwork.com. And again, this has been your host, Eric Michaels, and we do thank you for your continued support of the eHealth Radio Network. Join us again soon for another episode that will help further expand your knowledge on those things that are important to your health and wellness. For more eHealth Radio reports, we invite you to visit our main radio channel site at eHealthRadioNetwork.com. And as always, we do thank you for tuning in.
Thanks for tuning in to the eHealth Radio Network. For more information or to subscribe to this podcast, visit eHealthRadioNetwork.com.